Well, a good day to you, wherever we catch up with you. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. Great to have you with us today. As the opening theme of the song says, what everybody's talking about. Debbie, I think that today's topic will generate a lot of people wanting to share something from their hearts.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves good song, right, Jerry? And everybody wants to be a songwriter. And I think it's a great topic. Here is what we're going to talk about today. So be thinking about it, but you know, you got to think quickly. Okay, so take a whole minute to think about it, and then you got to call in. If you wrote a song today, what would the title be? If you wrote a song, what would the title be? Wow. I got my title. You got your title? Yeah.
I got more than one, actually. I'm kind of bouncing around in my head, but what about you, the Take Two family? What would the title, the name of a song be if you wrote one? It could be about yourself, your life, your marriage, somebody else. It could be about the church. It could be about faith, God. If you were to write a song, what do you think the title of that would be, or the content, the message? Or maybe there's a song out there that you already relate to. You know, you can always share that with us as well. We're going to have a lively conversation when you get on board at 833-288-3986.
Secular song, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. I love it. Okay, I'm going to pick a song name for you.
Okay.
I love the wreckage that is me.
Yeah. Seriously. Maybe there is a song by that title. Who knows?
So you know what mine would be?
What?
It's All About Grace.
It's All About Grace.
Absolutely.
Yeah, explain briefly what you mean by that, because that's pretty interwoven into your whole life.
Grace, we live by grace, we breathe by grace, we function by grace, and grace is the one of the many gifts from God in order for us to thrive. And it's grace is everything. I mean, the grace to suffer well, the grace to die well, the grace to live well, the grace. I mean, it's all about grace.
Mm-hmm. It's all about grace. Mm-hmm. That would be the title of Debbie's song if she were to write a song at this point in her life. How about you, Take Two family, brothers, sisters, old, young, anywhere you happen to be? Weigh in on this conversation, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 3986. You may have been right about that with me. I love the wreckage that is me. That's kind of a long title, though. I love the wreckage that is me.
Well, if Matt Maher is listening, he could probably take both our titles and make a fantastic song. He sometimes listens to our show. So, yeah. Matt, if you're listening, you can have those titles.
Okay.
I think they're great titles. I mean, you know, also, too, song is like you, Jerry, you were a DJ. You first started, what did they call that? Spinning records or something like that back in the day.
Yeah.
And you always said this, that songs get stuck in your head. They stick with you, you know, when you have a certain situation in life and all of a sudden a song pops in that relates to that situation. Songs are powerful. Music is powerful. As a matter of fact, let's relate it to our spirituality. Near death experiences. People have said when they have encountered them, gone through a near-death experience, encountered heaven, I should say, or an outer portion of heaven, not the inner portion, but the outer portion. Music was so intense. Everything had music associated to it, even the blades of grass.
Hmm. Yeah, well, we know music's powerful. I mean, the Bible's full of it, the Psalms, you know, St. Paul writes in Ephesians, sing to each other, you know, in psalms, hymns, and inspired songs. So
you're praying twice.
Yeah, we are praying twice when we sing, and that's what we're talking about today on the program. Matt Gubensky needs something to do. He needs your call to answer right now at 833. Some are already in, by the way, 833-288-3986. It's your show. Take it and run with it. What would you name a song? What would you title a song if you were to write one at this stage of your life? 833-288-3986.
And maybe you've written a song and you'd like to share that with us and why, you know, give us some of the lyrics and why you know, so many of them are poetic. My brother has written many songs and it's each one is like a really rich, deep poem. And I love that. I love how you can go even deeper in thinking about your own life or thinking about your relationship with God. So, if you wrote a song, what would the title be? Come on, you guys. This is your chance. This is your breakout chance to share it with the world. 833-288-3986. I'm a little punchy. I will tell you that up front. And that is because, no, I'm not on any allergy medicine, even though Arizona, we're in the monsoon season already, which is a little bit early for us out here in Arizona. So pray for us. It's very hard driving conditions. I've been talking early this morning on papal encyclicals. So I'll tell you what, you start getting your mind going in that direction and, you know, you can't, it's better than a really intense cup of coffee.
Yeah, it can be. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. I felt like I was back in my theology class days. You're going to be, do you know the classes you're going to be taking?
Yet? I do not know yet.
Mm-mm. You don't? Okay.
No.
You'll have to share with us. It'll be fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that as much as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Take Two Family, if you were to write a song, what would you name the song? What would you title it? 833-288-3986. Or as I said a minute ago, maybe there's a song that you just totally relate to. You totally, it resonates with you. There has to be a song, probably multiple songs like this for everybody who's listening. So it doesn't have to be one that you would write. We'd love to hear what you would write and title it. That's kind of our primary conversation starter. But If there is one out there by, you know, a Christian group, a secular group, a pop group, country song, if there's a song out there that kind of describes you, your life, your way of thinking, anything like that, you can share that as well at 833-288-3986.
It tells a lot about a person, about the song titles or the songs that you relate to. So this is why we can always weave it into our faith lives, and you'll see how we do it. We've been doing it for 9 years and a few days. So thanks to the Take Two family. Look at that, Jerry. Only 3 open phone lines. Let's go, you guys. Fill them up. We need those creative minds that who love to write songs. Tell us what the title of your song would be. 833-288-3986. Did you share what title your would be?
Well, you kind of did.
Well, I did, but I shared it for I shared it for you. What's your title?
Actually, you know, I didn't come up with one that I would write, but I think I've mentioned this on the air before, Desperado by the Eagles. In kind of a tongue-in-cheek sort of way, you know?
Right.
Kind of got to get come down off that fence, Jerry, okay? You know, do something with your life. 833-288-3986. Dale, hang on. You'll be first. Mike will be after that. And we have room for you on an open phone line. What would the title of a song be that you would write at this point of your life? Give us a call. Let us know.
We're asking the question today, if you wrote a song, what would the title be? Could you tell us? We'd love to hear it. It's not because, and you don't have to sing it. I mean, I think that's what, maybe you're a little hesitant of calling in because we're going to put you on the spot and make you sing your song. No, we just want to know the title. Let's just talk about the title. You can share with us some of the lyrics if you want to, but we really want to hear from you. So if you just tuned in, this is your opportunity to share with the world the title of the song that you would write. 833-288-3986. And Jerry promised we'll go to Dale. But before we do, I wanted just to share, Jerry, if I may, about EWTN Media Missionaries. EWTN Media Missionaries prayerfully takes EWTN to parishes and the community through the print and electronic media we provide. You can help EWTN share the good news by becoming a media missionary. Visit EWTNmissionaries.com today and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world. I love that.
Amen.
Sharing it with the world. That's like preaching the gospel. I love that.
We are streaming the video on Facebook and YouTube. Hi to you folks there. Watching on Facebook, Lydia says the title of my song would be Take Me Up, My Lord, with 3 prayer emojis. Praying hands. Take Me Up, My Lord.
Yeah,
and Dorothy, Take Me Home, Sweet Jesus. Okay, so those are a couple of Facebook comments that have come in early.
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All righty. Let's go to the phones. We do have an open phone line. If you'd like to share your song with us, you don't have to sing it. You just have to share the title, 833-288-3986. But Dale was up first, coming in real strong and real fast from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Dale. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I appreciate everything you do. God has had a hand in everything that I have done in the 82 years I've been on this planet. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, a song title that is true to my heart, and it is simply the journey is the destination. It has been true in my life, and I'm sure many others.
Wow.
The journey is the destination.
When did you come to this sort of perspective on this, Dale? You mentioned you've been on this planet 82 years, so that's plenty of time to have experienced a few things and, you know, had a few, you know, highs and lows in life. When did you kind of say, you know, in your own mind or heart, say that this could be sort of the title of your song?
Jerry, I have come to that probably the last 3 or 4 years. I've learned in the years on this planet, there's some truisms in life that you've probably heard one of them, and that's life's simple pleasures are the best. You've heard that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's only one thing that I like better in 82 years than putting on a warm pair of underwear right out of the dryer. And that's walking around the laundromat trying to figure out who they belong to.
Good, yeah. Well, so the journey is the destination, Debbie. That's
powerful, yeah. I love that. You know, I'm a little bit, I don't know if I believe you, Dale, unless my ears are not working correctly. Did you say 82?
Yes, ma'am. The Lord has had his hand in everything I've done and brings me home safely every day at the end of my journey. And truly, I know that I know that I know this is true.
Mm. Amen.
But wow. I don't know, but I do believe that part of you. But I was saying, I don't believe that you're 82. You sound like you're about 60. Just want to say.
I'm going to dance at your next wedding. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dale. Great contribution to the program here.
Thank you, Dale.
Talking
about the
song titles. Yeah, if you were to write a song, what would the title be? For Dale, it was The Journey is the Destination. Mm-hmm. Dale's going to leave that open phone line there for somebody else here to call, 833-288-3986. Mike, were you going to say something?
I was going to say YouTube on Anna Marie.
Okay, I haven't seen
it. Title of her song, Grateful.
Okay, good.
I love that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Go right ahead.
Yeah, back to the calls. We mm-hmm. have that one line open. Would you take that line for us, please? Keep this conversation going strong. Mike in Rochester, New York, listening, of course, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. So it's nice to talk to you guys. I think my second time now. So, Debbie, when you were speaking about, you said about the power of music, the first thing that jumped into my head is that music is so powerful and so influencing that when dictators take over, some of the first people that they have killed are musicians because they're so influencing. Mm-hmm. And the musicians that would be opposing to their view, because they, like I said, they're so influencing and they realize that. So that just struck me. Mm-hmm. And so I've written several songs, worship songs to the Lord. And my favorite song that I've written to him is called When I Get to Heaven. And I would tell you how I came to write this song. I was laying in bed one night and speaking to our Lord, as I always do. And I was pleading with him to say, you know, Lord, please don't let me go to hell. You know, I've lived hell on earth, and, you know, just please let me into heaven. And so then the Holy Spirit prompted me to just start writing a song as I'm laying there in bed. So I just start working. I just come up with the title. I just something popped into my head, and I was not going to read you the whole lyrics. I'm just going to read you the first few lines of the song.
Okay.
So, and the song, basically, I wrote it in about 5 minutes. I worked it out in my head, and I fell asleep. And then when I woke up in the morning, I went right to the desk and wrote the words right down onto the paper. And it goes like this. So when I get to heaven, I'm going to yell, thank you, God, you saved me from hell. You kept those flames from nipping my toe. Whoa, oh Lord, you own my soul. The air I'm breathing don't mean no thing. Without you, Lord, there ain't no king.
Wow. That is good, Mike. I wish I could come up with something like that.
That is powerful.
You know, Jerry, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives me that. So I wish I could finish it for you because it's not too much longer. But and then it just and then the last line ends like that. When I get to heaven, I'm going to yell, thank you, God, you saved me from hell. Wow. And those words, the song, it did write itself. Mm-hmm. And I felt so like I'll never forget those words. I'll carry those words with me, memorized to my grave. And for some reason, I'm a musician, and for some reason, I wrote the song in improper grammar, almost as a slave plantation. That's how I was feeling the song. And when I sing the song, that's the cadence that I sing it to, as like a southern, flavor to mm-hmm. it. Or mm-hmm. but so well, when Debbie started, when you mentioned songs and writing songs and lyrics, my ears they perked right up, and I said, "Oh, I gotta share that with."
Good. We're glad you did, and you're very creative. But you know what I love about your song, Mike? It came from your heart, because you said it came from when you were in prayer. You were talking to God. You were sharing from your heart that you didn't want to go to that place. You want to get to heaven. And that in and of itself, Mike, is so beautiful. And then to think that you wrote a song around it, that is pleasing to God, that you're striving for heaven. Mike, that's awesome. I think that tells a lot about you and your desires. And see, that's what I mean. That song really, it does reveal a lot about people. And yeah, thank you for sharing with us. What do you say, Jer? Jerry's the DJ, so he gets the final word.
No, I loved it. I was going to say Holy Spirit inspired, and that's exactly what you said, Mike. So tell you what, Mike, if you'd like us to know the rest of the song, email it to us, take2@ewtn.com. And if you ever get it recorded, would you maybe share a recording of that with us, Mike?
I sure would.
Okay, our email again is take2@ewtn.com. Bless you, brother. Thank you. Keep up the great work there. That's that's someone who's really really sensitive, I think, to the Holy Spirit. And
yeah, definitely. Thank you, Mike. And I know we had, I believe, Cece on, and Kathy from Ohio and from Florida calling in, and you just dropped off. So call back, please. We would love to hear from you. I don't know if I don't think that's our Cece that we know from Stand Tall. It might be Cece. Yeah. Okay, because it's from Florida. So you'll have to call back and let us know. So call back because the line is open. The rest of you, there are a couple lines open. So don't be shy. Don't be reserved. Don't hold back. Don't say, oh, my song is not that important. We want to hear from you. We shared. So now you get to share. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and I've made a note here. We need to do a show in the near future about the role that music plays in people's lives, because you mentioned you used the word powerful, Debbie, and we know from the Bible, and I was pointing out, you know, St. Paul and the Psalms and everything. So we are talking about music today, songs in particular. If you were to write a song, what would you title it? 833-288-3986. If there is a song out there in music land somewhere that kind of describes you, your life, your experiences, your views on things, views on the world. You can just tell us what that song is as well, you know, because we're probably familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Abby said the title of her song would be Mercy. I love that. Mm-hmm. Valerie says 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, these are some great songs coming in and great titles. You guys are incredible. Okay, here go the phone lines. You can call back. Cece and Kathy, call back. We were going to hear from Florida and Ohio. We've got more coming in now, so that's wonderful. You're going to share your song titles with us. We are getting messages coming in from around other social media platforms and direct messages coming in, Jerry, saying that they would say life is hard. Of course, life is hard. Yeah, life is hard. There's no doubt about it. This life.
I tried writing a song about 30 years ago. It was about Pope John Paul II. And I was going to title it Keeper of the Keys.
Mm.
And I had a few, maybe two or three lines of lyrics down. And that's when I used to kind of strum a guitar a little bit once in a while. So, but never amounted to much. I'm not even sure where my guitar is right now.
Okay, now you do realize you have songwriters. What'd you say?
I said, with all the moving I've been doing, I don't know where my guitar is right now.
It's probably been given away or something. Mm-hmm. Somebody grabbed it. Okay, so Jerry, you do realize that some very creative songwriters are going to love that title. That's a great title.
Keeper of the Keys?
Yeah, that is a great title.
I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful. Let's also ask the show team, Matt and Charles and Michael, what would your song titles be? We're curious. We want to know what your song titles would be. We shared ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Yeah, we got the show team is in place all the time. Every single episode of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and that today would mean that we have Matt Kubinski on the phones. Charles Beery is our producer. Michael McCall is on social media, mm-hmm. and we've been getting a lot of your social media comments. A lot of lines full. We're just waiting. Matt's going to get one screen for us here in a moment.
Did you see Charles weighed in already? Why don't you share Charles's title?
I heard myself today.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great title. Very creative. We have a very creative show team. Oh, look at this. You guys are filling up all the phone lines so quickly. Now you're starting to get what we're trying to achieve here for this hour. And we would love to hear if, you know, there are a lot of clergy, a lot of priests that are they have musical abilities and they can mm-hmm. sing well, they play instruments. I would love to hear if they've written any songs.
You know what one of my favorite songs is You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban.
Oh, please.
And I've always wondered, if somebody knows a little bit about this, call up and tell me or tell us. A lot of his songs could be, you know, religious. Yeah, religious, mm-hmm. faith. Mm-hmm. Like there's a song called My Confession mm-hmm. that he does.
Yeah.
I love that song. And it sounds like he's singing it to, you know, his girlfriend or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it could be sung to God just as easily, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's an interesting skill that a lot of songwriters have, Debbie's being able to write a song that has sort of, you know, maybe implicit or maybe not so implicit overtones mm-hmm. of religion.
Yeah. You Raise Me Up was played at my brother-in-law's memorial. Mm. My brother-in-law was shot and killed multiple times. He was doing work on the side of the road for photo radar, and somebody came up and actually a Catholic person, not that that is an issue, but he was Catholic. He said he was Catholic, but he wasn't doing well that night and he shot the van up and killed my brother-in-law. And when they played You Raise Me Up at his memorial, there wasn't a dry eye in that place.
No kidding.
It was so painful to listen to it that every time I hear it, I cry because it was so powerful. But that's going back to what Mike said. Music has intense power. It's not just a little bit of power. It really gets into the mind and in the heart and in the emotions. So if you have a song that was deep in your heart, you have a title to it. Now is the time to fill up that last couple phone lines. 833-288-3986. Good show so far, Jared. What do you think?
Good show. This may not be America's Got Talent, but we're trying to do our best. 833-288-3986. What would the title of your song be? Or is there one out there that relates to you very well? We'd love to hear about it. A lot of you to get to here. We are inundated with phone calls, which is great. We have that usually every day because of you, the Take Two family, mm-hmm. talking today about a title of a song, if you were to write one, or if there's one out there that you totally relate to. That song is me, all from start to finish. 833-288-3986.
So I just love this real quickly on social media. Today's saint is Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, and he's an amazing saint. And it's circulating. I love the posts that circulate. It's the one where he said, "The Holy Rosary is a powerful weapon. Use it with confidence, and you'll be amazed at the results." Mm-hmm. I loved him. What a great saint! He had the best messages.
Yeah, well, I get to enjoy his beautiful wisdom almost every day because of my spiritual reading, which is in conversation with God. So let's go back to your phone calls to Charleston, West Virginia. Frederica is listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Frederica. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to share this with your listeners. The title of my song is Morning Into Dancing. I don't know if you know the song. It's, I think, a song from the Spiritual Renewal. It's a Catholic movement. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's a portrait of my life because I was, I'm sorry, I'm a little emotional. No. I was born on February 11th, which is Our Lady of Lourdes, and I had some serious malformations. As a matter of fact, I was baptized the same day, and I had a life of sickness and surgeries. I had hemodialysis for a number of years. Thank goodness I received a kidney transplant, but I'm still dealing with a lot of health issues. And when I was 35, when I had basically lost all hope, I met my husband. I met this wonderful American man because I'm Italian and he's the reason why I'm here in the U.S. And he's turned my life around. This man is amazing and he's not afraid of anything. He loves me so much. And I really wanted to share with everybody out there who is longing to find someone in their lives, in a husband and a wife who will love them forever. The Lord can turn your life around in a minute. When I met my husband, he wanted to get married 3 months after the first time we met. So he knew what he was doing, I guess.
He knew what he was looking for and what he wanted. And what that was, obviously, Frederica, is a beautiful soul that has been sculpted by God through a lot of trials and challenges and suffering. And, you know, you sound like just a very strong, very resolute soul, if I can put it that way. And the beautiful thing is, you know, you mentioned you met your husband when you were 35. All of that time until then was like a lot of pain and suffering and so forth. But God looked upon your heart, Frederica, and how you accepted all of that, I'm sure. And God says, you know, I'm going to bless her with this beautiful gift. You mentioned how much he loves you. That is just amazing. There's so many people in this world longing for a love like that. So, Deb, you got any thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I'm very emotional. I'm very emotional, Frederica. But I will tell you the gratitude that's pouring from your heart for the love you have for your husband and for how God can turn things around and how beautiful it is. You're spot on. You know, that's why Jerry and I, we'd have the life coaching ministry Stand Tall today. And, you know, it's interesting. We meet people all the time when they're at their lowest. They feel like God had abandoned them, right? And we watch and we've seen miraculous things where God has turned it around in a matter of minutes. When people just turn their face towards God, when they give their trust to God, when they surrender to God, when they free fall into God's arms, God just shows up magnificently. And you're spot on. But also to keep that appreciation for God, the gratitude to God going like you're doing right now, that's important because that builds confidence in others and it builds up the body of Christ. And God is pleased with that. And so I love the name Morning into Dancing. Powerful. Yep. Really, it really moved me today, Frederica. Anything else?
No, I just want to be an encouragement for all those people who are losing hope. And it's really, the Lord is good. His plan is always good. no matter the hardship that you're going through. Just keep trusting in Him.
Amen. Thank you, Frederica. You have, oh, that's all. That's
huge. That is,
that's a lifetime full of wisdom, Frederica. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. 833-288-3986. Kelly is indeed back with us in Vermont, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for getting back through again. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Just fine, yeah.
Because I'm not hearing you.
Okay.
Very well. Okay.
Can you hear him now?
I'm a little bit confused because I don't know if I'm listening to the same show that you're actually doing, although I was at the beginning. This is about writing a song, correct?
Yes.
It is, yeah.
Well, I couldn't do that even if I wanted to. But and I was actually listening to your show, and then I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to listen to some praise and worship music anyway, now that got me in the mood. So I went to switch, and I got this notification of an email from a friend about a song by a young woman I know I sound like an idiot. Rachel Holt. It's a pro-life anthem. It says it's rocked into the top 5 on iTunes country chart. It's called I Was Gonna Be Born.
I
listened to it, and it was beautiful. It was actually not written by this young woman who has a beautiful voice. It was written by a Nashville country songwriter who writes for all the big names. But I thought, that's just so wonderful. I mean, if those who have the talent to write songs or do things like this could use that God-given talent to promote godly things, it would be such a beautiful thing to influence the world in that way. And by the way, Jerry, I just want to thank you. You sent me a response to an email recently. I was asking you for advice on curricula for RCIA, so I thank you for that.
Oh, anyway, you're welcome. Yeah, wow, thank you. I just did a little bit of a search, Kelly, and I did find it, Rachel Holt, I Was Gonna Be, and it's gaining a ton of notoriety around the country. She's been doing radio and TV interviews, even on one website. It says, pro-life song shatters country music records.
Wow.
Debbie, can you believe this? A pro-life song? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not all that far-fetched, I guess, but in today's climate, you know, it's just really refreshing to see something like that.
Absolutely. Well, but when I've heard other songs that relate around you know, the pregnancy, birth, you know, sounds from the womb, things like that, are very powerful again in the minds and hearts of those that are listening, because, you know, we can definitely feel connected. We can definitely start to really appreciate, and it does have an influence. It does help. And so, yeah, Kelly, we're so glad you called back. Thank you so much.
You know what? There's also a beautiful video that was in this link that my friend sent to me. So, you know, if people would just kind of look for that and share it with other people.
Right.
It's just very, the only other pro-life song I've ever heard was like decades ago.
Yeah.
When my children, who are in their late 30s now, were children. It was Father Stan Fortuna, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a rap song, which I'm not fond of at all, but it was so powerful. So anyways, I just think that when we use these talents, those of us who have them, not me, to do God's work, it's just a beautiful way to do that.
Right. But Kelly, I just have to remind you, only because we have a life coaching background, God gives everybody talents. So you have talents in other areas.
True. Yeah. RCIA is my thing.
There you go. And that's a big, big talent right
there.
That's
one that I don't have. So see,
I tell you, for those that are teachers in RCIA, which is now OCIA, I'll tell you, Kelly, you've got a special gift there that God has anointed you with.
Well, I just love it. It's not work at all.
Oh, bless your heart.
That's beautiful.
I love people like you, Kelly.
Me too.
Because I've been a director of faith formation, which isn't my forte, but thanks be to God, because of people like you, Kelly, and other catechists and teachers and stuff, makes the job a lot easier. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for calling in twice today and for being on our program. Talking about if there was a song that you were to write, what would the title be? 833 888-298-3986. And we have a first-time listener in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Logan, joining us via Savior Radio Network. Hi, Logan.
Hello.
Welcome to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Tell us about your song.
Okay, cool. So I was hearing on the radio about songs, and I was like, well, I've got a song, and this song means a lot to me. I started it when I was very young, and I don't really know where. I guess I was going through something, but I was probably 13 or so when I wrote it. I'm 28 now with two kids and married, and this song still just means a lot to me and my parents and everything. But basically, the lyrics are, and am I allowed to say, do you want me just to say the lyrics?
Yeah, real quick, if you can share a few of those with us, yeah.
Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said I'd never cry. When I lay my head on my pillow every night, I pray, oh, I pray. Take my hand and show me the way. Help me stand as I fall every day. Help me see, oh, be with me, stay by my side through the day and the night. That's all I'll share, but
wow.
It's about this all the time and knowing he's there.
Well, Logan, you have not only, wonderful writing abilities, but your ability to sing as well. Now, you mentioned you started this when you were quite young. Has this been sitting dormant? Have you been, like, letting it sort of percolate on a spiritual plane? Or do you have any plans for this song to go take it further?
So I would love to do more with it. I've kind of attempted a second verse, and nothing has ever just kind of felt right. I've even tried to maybe open it to a co-write to finish it. But I don't know, hearing what y'all were talking about today kind of it brought it back to my mind. And I was like, maybe this is a sign to finish the song. And,
of course it is. Of course it is. Yeah, of course it is. Let me just jump in here, okay, because it's very hard. I used to sing a little bit in choir. I mean, a little bit. And for you to sing, just, you know, belt out the song right now, on air with us, Logan, you are singing on a regular basis, right?
You sing a lot.
Good. Definitely. I want to say, I'll put the first to say that I think it is a confirmation from the Holy Spirit. Pursue it, pursue it and finish it and see where it goes. You have a beautiful voice, a God-given, a gorgeous voice. Use your voice. When people that have singing abilities, you guys should be singing all day long because we need it in this world.
Sing, but I do struggle with the mainstream world and just kind of what it, when I get so into singing and agree to do all the singing opportunities that come my way, it's kind of like the devil gets in my mind and it's like, oh, you could go all these different routes, but I really just want to, like, sing positive things and sing things that make people happy and spread joy and know Jesus, and I don't know. So I struggle with that.
Logan, can I make a suggestion? You don't have to give us your age, but what age group are you in?
I'm 28.
Okay. So here's a suggestion for you. Get some good spiritual direction and people that you trust around you. Take everything to prayer. Do everything for the glory and for the glory of God. Keep it very focused, and you'll stay on the right path, and God will present the next things he wants you to do. Sweetheart, you've got the talent. Go for it and just get the right focus, and you'll see God will take you to some amazing places because he's a big God.
Really, truly do. And I thank you for saying it to me, though. It means more coming from someone else other than my family, to be honest.
Well, there
you
go.
Thank you.
Well, we're your family, too, or the Take Two family, Logan. It says you're a first-time listener, but we consider our listeners part of what we call the Take Two family. So you're now a member of that family starting today. Logan, what do you think?
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Well, keep us posted, and we expect the first download of your song, okay? Just kidding.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
I was laughing a minute ago because you said, people who have talent, should sing all the time. And I was laughing because those of us without any singing talent, some of us do sing all the time anyway. There's a song going through my head every night when I go to bed, I wake up in the middle of the night, wake up in the morning, and I say, where did that song come from?
I was just telling a very dear friend last night about this show today and about how you have songs floating through your head 24 hours a day. And she started laughing.
it's true. It's true. Yeah.
But go ahead. Alrighty.
Yeah. Real quickly, then back to your wonderful takes on this topic of if you were to write a song, what would the title be? You can join us for Conversations with Consequences on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, and then later that afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Conversations with Consequences, the weekly radio show of the Catholic Association, hosted by Dr. Grazie Christie, features conversations about the topics that matter to an educated and well-formed Catholic audience. That's Conversations with Consequences, Saturday, 7 a.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we're going to have to go. We're going to do rapid fire calls here and hear about song titles. So let's go to Teresa. We're going to run out of time. Teresa in Rochester, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Teresa. Tell us your song title.
Good morning, Debbie, Jerry. Hi, my song title would be My Thanks and Gratitude Are Perpetual.
Beautiful. So is there a backstory to that you could share real quick?
Well, in the last several years, I have just realized how very blessed I am in so many ways. And so the first thought before my feet hit the floor in the morning is thank you, God, because I am blessed. I have a wonderful family. My grandson is doing much better. You know, I'm blessed. There's nothing that I want that I don't have, and there's nothing that I need. So I'm just plain blessed and very grateful.
Go ahead, Deb.
Well, I was just going to say you're in a fabulous spiritual place. That's the best place to be, because you have a sense of peace, contentment, gratitude. I mean, that's where God wants us. He wants us in that place, you know, so that we feel that sense and that joy. That's where joy comes from. So, Teresa, you're on to something.
My life has been a roller coaster with a lot of dark times, but that's all in the rearview mirror. And like I said, my thanks and gratitude are perpetual, constant.
Isn't it just so beautiful, Teresa, to be able to have the outlook that you have right now? Just to be able, like you said, the junk is in the past, and from here on forward, it's going to be gratitude and just a total love with your Lord. So that's beautiful. Thank you, Teresa. You've really helped to make our day. God bless you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, Catherine's up next. Catherine is in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock. Hi, Catherine.
My name is Catherine. I tell you something. The best, prettiest song I ever heard is called Chapel of the Bells. I heard it on the radio only once, and it was, and I think it had a background singing. It sounded so beautiful, the way it was sung. It sounded like angels in heaven were singing it. And it's a Christmas song, Chapel of the Bells.
Wow. I got to look it up. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Did you know the song, Jerry?
I was just kind of looking for it online here. I did a search for Chapel of the Bells, and it's definitely not what you're talking about, Catherine. It's a wedding place where people run away to get married in Las Vegas. So I'm sure it's
wrong
not.
Wrong place.
Wrong Chapel of the Bells. Yeah. Catherine, I'm going to have to look this one up because I'm not sure if I've heard of it before.
Okay, so Matt just said, could it be Carol of the Bells? Is it Chapel of the Bells or Carol of the Bells? We just want to look it up.
No, Chapel of the Bells.
Okay. Right. We will look it up right after the show, Catherine. Thank you so much for calling back and making that wonderful title known to all of us.
All right, more of your calls, but we got to get over to social media real quick because we're getting comments on Facebook.
We are.
Ida would title a song, May Faith, Hope, and Love Fit Me Like a Glove. I like that.
Oh, I love that.
Michael P. on YouTube, hi, you guys. Michael P. says Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with its Ode to Joy. Roland, title of his song would be Gone Fishing with John. And Wendy says, Satan, Get Lost, and Tidal Coffee with My Jesus. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wendy and Roland.
Very creative titles. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We're two.
Okay. We're going to go back to the phones. We got to go super quick now. Darylin in Massachusetts, Station of the Cross. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Darylin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks be to God. So go right ahead.
So I was, when I was listening to them talking about the pregnancy, the thought occurred to me, it's good for people to know that I was inspired by God to write a pro-life song called The Voice from Within, as if the baby inside the womb is speaking. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm just going to say it's a powerful song, so much so that when some pregnant women who were considering abortion listened to it, it helped change their minds.
Wow.
And decide not to mm-hmm. do that.
Praise be God for that.
God's work all the way through.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were inspired to write that then?
Indeed. And I'm a Dominican, and Dominicans, I'm a lay member of the Dominican Order, and we are called to preach. So I have a number of songs that over time the Lord has inspired me to compose and record, and they're just online for anybody to hear. They're not being sold. They're just there for, and the lyrics are there, you know, for hopefully to inspire people.
Wow. Is that, you have a YouTube channel or something, Darylynn? How would we find that?
Well, some of the songs are on YouTube. There's something called SoundCloud where they're also sure. listed there. But if a person was to put my first and last name into a Google search, these websites will come up. Where they primarily are, where they started off, is at a website called AirPlay Direct, where there's a lot of music available there for radio stations to access. It's called AirPlay Direct because radio stations that are registered with that company can go through the music and download anything they want and just broadcast it.
Wonderful.
So AirPlay Direct, one word, just putting it together, .com/ my first name, Darylynn, and then it shows up. That's Darylynn.
Okay.
Nice. I'm going to look it up.
I'm going to check that out.
Me
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Now, from that song spawned a song about God's unfathomable divine mercy. That's the title of the song.
Ooh.
That one is sung to the melody of O Holy Night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely going to check that song
that
out.
That song is the only one that has musical accompaniment. I'm not well-versed in music. I don't know how to write notes or anything like that. So I just, I do my songs in a very unorthodox way, I guess, but they're there.
I'm sure they're
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Darylynn.
Well, wow. Thank you. That was amazing. What a treat. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have time for Chris in Illinois.
Absolutely.
Listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello to you.
Yes.
Yep. What would you like
to do? Am I going to get on?
Yep. Well, you're on the air live around the world.
Oh. Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, are we still talking about songs?
We are, yeah. What would you title a song?
Jesus Takes the Wheel. Jesus Takes the Wheel by Carrie Underwood. I just think it was a very popular song that maybe people who were a little shy on the religious mm-hmm. aspect of life could relate to that song. I thought it was pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not familiar with it. Are you, Debbie?
I vaguely, but no, I'm going to look these all up after the show. This is fabulous. I'm yeah. loving it. I love music. I could listen to music. Mm-hmm. I could have songs playing in the background all day long. Mm-hmm. Chris, you're awesome. Thank you so much. I think we're going to try really quickly to squeeze in Judy because Judy's from Boston, Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross waiting so patiently. Judy, take it away. You got about 30 seconds.
Hi. What I had felt would be good to sing would be Stay True to Your Mama's Words. I've found that I've gone off track in my life, and when I have traced my steps back to my mother's words, the echo of the love that was poured out and the truth of her, what she had learned about God, I really should not have strayed from that. I think many of us perhaps have done so, and that maybe we could get back to where we're supposed to be if we just traced our steps back to that.
Wow.
They did a good job.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. These were powerful takes on this topic today. This is amazing. Judy, you're incredible. Thank you. That'll finish the calls for today, the comments for today, because we're down to the last minute. And Jerry, any final comments on this? I'm going right after this show and looking up everything. Darylynn's and all the other comments and all the other show titles. This is...
Well, from YouTube, Steven
powerful.
Says, God's going to cut you down. Mark says his title would be God is Love. Thea, her title would be Happy News. And Gina's song title would be Take Me Out of the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all, Take Two Family. You guys are incredible. You're amazing.
Yeah, amazing show here. Okay, thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, Charles. You guys are great. The affiliates that carry the show. We love you guys so very much. Thank you. Thank you to the Take Two family. Keep liking the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Tomorrow, if you were a punctuation mark, what would it be?
I'll be thinking about that. You may not even know what that means right now. If you were a punctuation mark, what would it be? Is your life exciting? Maybe you're an exclamation mark.
Maybe you're confused.
Maybe you're confused. You're a question mark. So join us for that tomorrow. Until then, Debbie and I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. Talk to you later.